Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is Dr. Stephanie Rubino, and we've been talking about a supplement called berberine that is very diverse in its health benefits with the management of blood sugar and insulin resistance and cholesterol, cardiovascular health, and so on. A lot of folks will use prescriptions like Ozempic and metformin. Doctor, can you just describe what those are?
Yeah, absolutely. So Ozempic, which has definitely been talked about a lot this year, is actually an injectable prescription medication. It's approved to help individuals with type 2 diabetes, especially when it's, you know, used along with diet and exercise. It's also, you know, used to reduce the risk of cardiovascular health concerns such as heart attack and stroke. And a lot of people have been using Ozempic for its weight loss benefits. So that's one of the medications that people have definitely talked about. And one thing that has happened this year in 2023 is that berberine has been compared to Ozempic. It's been, you know, described as nature's Ozempic because it has similar actions as we've talked about in terms of helping with blood sugar and helping reduce cholesterol level and helping, you know, concerns such as diabetes and heart disease. But there's also research showing berberine can, you know, help in terms of weight management concerns. So there has been this comparison that's taken place between Ozempic and berberine. Another medication that's often used to, you know, treat high blood sugar levels is metformin. It's a common medication that's prescribed for type 2 diabetes. Again, research, of course, so showing its benefits with this particular condition. And there's actually even research using metformin and berberine together, again, because of some of the similar actions and in terms of their impact on blood sugar levels. And so interesting research there in terms of using metformin along with berberine or as a potential alternative if you can, you know, work with your healthcare provider in terms of taking that approach.
Can you give us an overview of some of the side effects of Ozempic and metformin and then versus berberine, what the differences would be?
Absolutely. So common side effects with Ozempic include nausea, vomiting, you know, diarrhea, abdominal pain, constipation. There are concerns that are listed in terms of low blood sugar level, going too low, you know, changes in vision, concerns with the kidneys, possible allergic reaction. So a number of concerns that might come about. Metformin as well, some similar concerns in terms of nausea, vomiting, stomach upset, and diarrhea, and a few others. Berberine, you know, also can cause some, you know, concerns. So as long as it's used within the recommended dosage, it is considered to be safe and well tolerated. However, you know, some people may experience some gastrointestinal discomfort. So again, that can be, you know, anything from diarrhea, constipation, gas, abdominal pain that can take place. And if that does happen, of course, it's recommended to either discontinue using the supplement or reducing the dose that you're using.
We all agree that prescriptions have their place. It's not that we're slamming the prescription, but the side effects often can outweigh the benefits to some extent, whereas I've always thought of a natural supplement as having side benefits. I mean, we talked about the diversity of what berberine can do for cardiovascular health and cognitive and the long list that we've already discussed.
You want to, you know, definitely make sure, you know, especially with medications, they're being used appropriately to minimize any side effects that take place. And even with supplements, you know, really ensuring that you are using the ones that are, you know, will be of benefit for you and that you are using them properly and that you are aware of any potential interactions that can take place. Oftentimes, natural health products may be considered as the safer solution, but, you know, some do come with some concerns. And again, working with a naturopathic doctor or other healthcare provider that can educate you on, you know, the natural health products that you should be using for your overall health conditions is really important, and how to use them is also really key.
There's a lot of research and studies that have gone into berberine, and one was what they call a meta-analysis of 46 studies. What did that reveal?
systematic reviews and meta-analyses, they look at a number of studies. And so in this case, there's this paper published in 2021 that looked at 46 studies. They ranged in duration from 1 to 6 months. So you're looking at a wide range of studies, again, and looking at the effects of berberine to sort of come to a conclusion in terms of the effects in this case of berberine. And what was found was that either on its own or in combination with conventional therapies, berberine actually led to significant improvements in glucose and fat metabolism. It was also effective in terms of reducing glycosylated hemoglobin, or HbA1c. This is a marker that we can test for that actually indicates, you know, how well we're managing diabetes, what our risk for diabetes is. So berberine was found to reduce HbA1c, and it was also found to reduce fasting glucose levels.
Some of those studies of that meta-analysis was berberine by itself and then used with...
And then berberine, yes,
in combination
with prescription meds, which, you know, definitely have the same intention, right, in terms of managing blood sugar levels.
Yeah. Now, there was another study doing 500 milligrams twice a day of berberine. Now, what did that reveal?
So this particular study used 2 500-milligram doses of berberine daily, which is one of the recommendations when it comes to dosing with berberine. What was found was that there was improvement in insulin sensitivity as well as cholesterol and triglyceride levels. And interestingly, there was also improvement in body weight and waist circumference. So sort of highlighting that research that's showing that, you know, berberine can also help with concerns with weight management.
Is that one of the studies that nicknamed berberine the natural Ozempic?
There are other studies and reviews that have shown that berberine can help in terms of reducing, you know, body weight, BMI, help also reduce waist circumference. So there was another review of studies that was actually published in 2020 that showed that berberine led to significant reductions in body weight, BMI, and waist circumference, and even inflammation markers.
We talked about metabolic syndrome earlier, risk of diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, but there was another clinical study done regarding metabolic syndrome. Can you go into detail on that one?
Yes, so this was actually a 3-month trial that had patients who were diagnosed with metabolic syndrome taking 300 milligram doses of berberine per day, so a total of 900 milligrams of berberine per day. And what that trial found, that after the 3 months, there was a decrease in blood glucose levels around 17%. The fasting insulin also decreased by about 26%. And then it was also noted that there were decreases, again, in BMI, waist circumference, and total cholesterol.
The studies used so many milligrams per day, and there's a frequency that they applied that. What is the typical recommended daily allowance for someone that wants to just take matters into their own hands? They want to say, look, my blood sugar's a little high, my cholesterol's a little high. I want to try something naturally first before I have to go and use a prescription, or maybe I want to get off a prescription. What would be the recommended daily allowance?
So I think in either situation, you know, if you have a concern, you're not on medications or you are on medications, but, you know, I definitely recommend working with someone to make sure, you know, the berberine is suitable for you. But typical recommendations for berberine are, you know, usually around 500 milligrams twice per day, especially if there are initial concerns of blood sugar problems. If you are diagnosed with diabetes, the general recommendation is 500 milligrams. 3 times per day in divided dosages throughout the day.
Now, you referred to some potential adverse effects, some of the side effects of using berberine. You referred to that a little earlier. Can you just touch on those one more time?
Yes, so generally, you know, berberine is considered safe and well tolerated when it's taken at those recommended dosages, so whether it's, you know, 500 milligrams once a day up to 3 times per day. But some people will experience some gastrointestinal discomfort, so a concern such as diarrhea, constipation, DAS, abdominal pain can take place. And so if that does happen, two options. Of course, you can just discontinue the supplement till those adverse effects sort of disappear, and then start at a low dose, or just reduce your dose that you're taking, especially if you're taking it 2 to 3 times per day.
Yeah, that's what I tell a lot of our customers, is just sneak up on it. You know, start slow, just gradually build up and see where you're at.
Generally, my approach to with my patients is just really starting at a low dose and gradually build up. You're not in a rush, so it's better to start any product at a low dose, see how your body reacts to it, how it responds to it, and then from there you can, you know, really decide if you need a higher dosage or you can stay at that low dosage that you started at.
Any cautions or contraindications? Are there prescriptions perhaps that a person should not combine berberine with?
So you'll see, you know, some cautions on the product labels of berberine products. So it says, you know, definitely consult a healthcare practitioner if you have a low white blood cell count. If you have a kidney disorder, you know, definitely consult a healthcare provider. And if you have concerns related to blood pressure and blood sugar, so if you have either high or low blood sugar levels or you're diabetic, you know, definitely reach out to a healthcare provider before using supplements. And if you have blood pressure concerns or low blood pressure, then definitely, you know, speak to your healthcare provider. And that is because, as we know, berberine will help lower blood sugar levels. So diabetics and individuals who are on anti-diabetic medications want to, you know, really realize that there is a synergistic effect that berberine will have along with the anti-diabetic medications such as metformin. You want to be aware of that and not be at risk for low blood sugar levels. So it's really important to monitor sugar levels while you're on berberine. In addition, berberine has been known to decrease blood pressure. If you are on any antihypertensives or medications that lower blood pressure, then again, you want to be aware of the potential effect of taking those two, you know, berberine and the medication together.
So if a person were doing just berberine by itself with, and they were on no other medications or anything, can berberine lower your blood sugar too far, or does it have an adaptogenic effect in the body?
So we see full effects taking about 3 months to happen. So again, it will be gradual and slow, and most circumstances will be okay. But again, monitoring your blood sugar as you're taking berberine is a really great way to see how your body and your blood sugar levels are responding.
So it is safe to take long term?
So in terms of safety, it appears to be safe for up to 2 years. So that's the safety information just in terms of what's coming from, you know, studies. 2 years, so that's what we can kind of safely say right now. But for the most part, it is a supplement that, you know, can be used long term. Again, under the guidance of your healthcare provider, as long as it's suitable for you.
Yeah. Would you have any summarizing comments for our audience today?
So we know berberine is a very important compound. It has a long history of use. It has some really great research studies, you know, supporting its effects in terms of supporting blood sugar levels and improving insulin resistance, helping lower cholesterol, and many, many other benefits. It has great benefit in terms of supporting our overall health. It really is ideal for individuals that are dealing with blood sugar regulation problems, you know, diabetics, individuals who are facing concerns of high cholesterol levels. But also keep it in mind for if you are prone to infections and you need a little bit of immune support, this is a potential supplement to consider. And again, be aware of any, you know, cautions or drug interactions that can take place. You want to make sure that you're using berberine safely.
Thank you, Doctor, for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. Do you wrestle with blood sugar, cholesterol, insulin resistance? Berberine could be that natural supplement you're looking for. So visit the Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham and ask us about berberine. To re-listen to this interview or other archive shows, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca. Click Interviews and scroll down through our list of topics. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.